Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to High School Varsity Baseball. We are in Walton, Indiana, home of the Lewis Cass Kings. Tonight's ballgame, the Central Catholic Knights and the Lewis Cass Kings. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. You have the national anthem. I tell you what, you probably maybe have heard that. Female voice sounded wonderful. I believe she's a manager here for the baseball team at Lewis Cass High School. They're getting ready to have a coaches meeting. We'll go ahead and let you know a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They're Class 1A, Sectional 53. There are six in their sectional. The sectional will be played at Lafayette Central Catholic. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, Central Catholic. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Deno. Central Catholic High School, located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Tonight's game is a cross-conference matchup, non-divisional. Lewis Cass Kings hosting Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights currently 15 wins, 6 losses on the season. Their previous game was on Saturday. They played one game. It was Central Catholic 4, Pioneer 1. That was on the 14th of May. We'll let you know that the head coach is Tim Bourdonnais, a 1987 graduate of Central Catholic. Next on the agenda for Central Catholic will be Thursday. That'll happen Thursday, the 19th of May, 6 p.m. North Montgomery will be at Central Catholic. We'll talk a little bit about the Lewis Cass Kings. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard. They have a school enrollment of 438. They're Class 2A, Sectional 37. That sectional will be played at Wabash High School. There are six in their sectional. In their sectional are the Carroll Cougars, Lewis Cass Kings, Manchester Squires, Rochester Zebras, Wabash Apaches, Wito Wildcats. The principal at Lewis Cass High School is Barrett Bates. The athletic director is Greg Marchand. The athletic secretary is Lindsay Kaufman. And working diligently in the athletic department is Amy Dinsborn. That's Mrs. Amy Dinsborn. We'll mention Lewis Cass King High School is located at 6422 East State Road 218. That's in Walton, Indiana, 46994. You can reach them by telephone at 574-626-2511. The web is sesc.k12.in.us. On the Twitter, it's at Lewis Cass Kings. They wear the colors red, white, and navy. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention in the Hoosier Conference, Lewis Cass Kings, Hamilton Heights Huskies, Northwestern Tigers. Also Rensselaer, Twin Lakes, Benton Central, West Lafayette, Tipton. We'll let you know that the last week, the crossover game finished like this. On May 13th, that was last Friday, it was Central Catholic getting the win over Western 6-1. Also in the contest were Lewis Cass 7, Twin Lakes 6. We've got some box scores. We'll try to mention those. Hamilton Heights 7, Benton Central 2, Northwestern 7, West Lafayette 2, Rensselaer 18, Tipton 6. Head coach for the Lewis Cass Kings is Mr. Greg Marchand, 22 years in phys ed, 24 years athletic director. He said 43, maybe 44 years as the head baseball coach for the Lewis Cass Kings. Their next game will happen Friday, May 20th, 6 p.m., to be the Peru Tigers right here at Lewis Cass. First batter steps in for Central Catholic. Breaking pitch for a strike. Tail goes 0-1. 0-1 Munn in the batter's box. Peering in looking at signals. Robert Fitch, the right-hander. Here comes the wind. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Down the left field line right here is 325. In the left center field alley, 350. Straight away, 403. 350 in the right alley. Going to be a ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the shortstop. To throw across the diamond. Put out right here. That was Kane Fowler to Luke Davis. One out here in the top of the first inning. And we'll also mention down the right field line, it's 330. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 24, Evan Deanhart. Right-handed batter in the face of righty, Robert Fitch. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the windup, one foot on, left foot off. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Robert Fitch. Ground ball foul. Going to get up near the Knights dugout, third base side. First base dugout occupied by the Lewis Cass Kings. Just step back in. One ball, one strike, one out, top of the first inning. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Peering in looking signals. Robert Fitch, Evan Deanhart. Breaking pitch going to be shortstop once again. He'll play it. That's Kane Fowler. The throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Luke Davis. Two outs to the top of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup going to be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to play the DH position today. He will bat in place of third baseman Billy Owens. Mazur going to step in. I need a batter. Here again, looking at singles. Robert Fitch. Two outs here at the top of the first inning. Breaking pitch just missed. Down goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here comes a wind from Fitch. Fastball right across the dish. Strike one. Down goes one ball, one strike. Here comes a wind. 1-1. Foul back. Going to get out of play, evidently. One ball, two strikes to Ben Mazur. Just tap the plate far and near, left and right. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, Robert Fitch. Short hops the glove and hit by the catcher. Doing the catching right here for Lewis Cass is Hayden McLean. Hayden McLean working there at the catch position. Robert Fitch doing the pitching. He'll peer in once again. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, top of the first. Short hops the glove. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. We'll mention at first base, number 12, Luke Davis. Second base, Adam Bandelier. He was number 17. At shortstop, number 2, that's Kane Fowler. Third base, Tyson Good. He wears number 3. Synonymous for the Good family. Left field is number 14, Wyatt Orpert. Center field, Jack Salyers. Jack Salyers was number 8. And in right field, Ethan Johnson, number 5. Here comes the 3-2. Swing and miss, drop third strike, short hop, tags Ben Mazur in the batter's box. So half the inning going by, the Knights send 3 to the plate, no score after one half inning. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by several. We are thankful. We'll mention this IHSAA varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they're in Frankfurt. Reynolds Farm Equipment. And Titus Bakery and Deli. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're right there on Main Street in Sheridan. And we'll also mention The umpire department right here in the state of Indiana, might be other states too, we'll mention, calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the diamond, on the baseball diamond, is waiting there for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female, that's baseball or softball, to look into becoming an umpire. Simply call the offices of the IHSAA. You can reach them on the web at IHSAA.org. Again, that's IHSAA.org. No need to be nervous. There are plenty of classrooms, baseball studying, available. Check in your local area. If not, you can begin your own. Working from the wide of the stretch right now, getting warmed up, is Caden Minnick for the Knights. They're going to throw one down from Ryan Schumer. Again, we'll mention Ryan Schumer going to do the catching. He wears number 7. Caden Minnick, number 20. He'll do the pitching. At first base, Justin Brady, number 32. Owen Munn at second base, number 12. At shortstop, Evan Zehart, number 24. At third base, Billy Owens. He'll wear number 15. In left field, Tyler Fox wears number 14. In center field, Bren Robbins, number 33. And in right field, Keaton Brooks wears number 34. So stepping in, first batter for Lewis Cass can be Tyson Good. He'll play third base in this ballgame. He wears number 3. First pitch, he'll take a base hit over second base to the grass. He'll jog into first base. He'll round it. Ball's going to be thrown in by Bren Robbins. First pitch aboard for Tyson Good. Next batter in the lineup for the Kings going to be number 8, Jack Stallions. Jack Stallions, he's playing center field in the ballgame, wears number 8. Working from the stretch, Caden Minnick, peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch, now the Stallions check first base. Going to square the bunt. Going to put a bunt down. Nice bunt. First baseline. Picked up by Minnick. They'll get the out at first base. But a very nice bunt. Mission accomplished by Jack Stallions. So Tyson Good. He moves to second base. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be the catcher. He wears number 7. That's Hayden McLean. Hayden McLean not stepped in yet. Look at his signals. He'll step in now. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at his signals. Caden Minnick. Left-handed pitcher. Steps second base. Out of set. Breaking pitch. Finishes high. Ball 1. One ball. No strikes. He'll step back in. That's Hayden McLean, the 3-hitter for the Kings. Working from the set, timing pattern at second base. Caden Minnick spins, does not make a throw. He'll step back in the rubber. He'll work right there on the diamond, peering in, looking at signals. Working from the set, position to check second base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Good swing right there, number 7, Hayden McLean. They'll work it right there. Count goes 1-1. There's 1 out. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. He's going to foul it back. Out of play. Ryan Schumer gives it a look. 1-2. 1 out. Top of the first inning. Runner at second base. Tyson Good got himself aboard with a base hit to right center field. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in. Let's take a drive to the gap. Let's drop in here for a base hit. Picked up by Bren Robbins, rounding third base. Throw to the plate. He's going to slide in, touch it with his hand. First run of the ball game. It's Tyson Good crossing the plate. Base hit, RBI for Hayden McLean. Clean home plate off right there. Both umpires here on the diamond. They are veterans. They know the game of baseball. Working at the varsity level. 1 out. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Number 12, Luke Davis. Luke Davis batting in the fourth spot. Modestly there at first base. Pickoff move. Getting his mechanics down. It's a nonchalant back safely. Is Hayden McClain. Left-handed batter, Luke Davis. Where's number 12, Luke Davis? Plays first base for the Kings. Pitch comes in, he's going to pop one. It's going to go to the right field. It's going to float uncatchable and out of play. Giving it a look right there was Keaton Brooks. No balls, one strike. One out. Steps back in, left-handed batter. Working from the left-handed pitcher, he'll pick off move once again. A little more velocity to first base. Probably a C-plus, maybe a B-minus move. Back safely is McClain. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a stretch. Checks first base, here's a pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes high. Count goes one ball, one strike. A step back in the rubber, one foot in, one foot out. Signals being given. Third base coach, Craig Marchand. Working from the left-handed batter's box, Luke Davis. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Nice, I should say, the Kings dugout. Encouraging, you step back in. 1-2 count, one out. Peering and looking at signals. Now the stretch, now the set. You'll check first base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. They'll jog back to the dugout. Next batter in the lineup going to be the second baseman. Where's number 17? That's Adam Bandelier. Adam Bandelier going to bring a baseball replenishment to home plate. He'll walk around. He'll bat from the right-handed batter's box. Number 17, Adam Bandelier steps in. Runner at first base, one run in here in the bottom half of the first inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Bandelier kind of unloaded, that's his swing. First pitch, first strike, count goes 0-1. Timeout on the diamond. Gonna have a runner right there. At first base. Going to be courtesy runner for the catcher, Hayden McClain. In the run. Right there at first base. We'll capture that in a moment. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Ball's in play. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Called strike. About knee high, outside edge. Just step back in. No balls, two strikes. Adam Bandelier, right-handed batter for Lewis Cass. Looking at first base, there's the pitch. Checks his swing. They're not going to check. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Cade Minnick, out of the stretch, now the set to check first base. There's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Three outs in the bottom of the first inning. Couple of hits on the diamond. Well, missing the Lewis Cass in front after 1-1. Central Catholic coming to the plate. Well, missing. This game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street. Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. That's Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. 4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. out in front of home plate. Hayden McClain going to give some instructions. Going to throw one down to second base. Working there as the pitcher's mound, that's number 9, Robert Fitch. Well, mentioned Robert Fitch. I've got stats for updated. We're going to talk about through April 28th for Robert Fitch. Robert Fitch wears number 9. As of April 28th, he's working right there. Now he's issued 9 walks, 10 strikeouts. That was in 3 appearances, 2 game starts. That was after 9 2/3 innings. Robert Fitch going to work from the windup here for Lewis Cass, stepping into bat. Number 7, Brian Schumer. He's doing the catching for the Knights. Here comes a wind. First pitch, top of the second inning, high and away, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes, he'll step back in. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Peering in, looking at singles. Lewis Cass pitcher, Robert Fitch. And short hop the glove. Count goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Step out of the box, take a warm-up swing, he'll step back in. Peering in, looking at singles. Robert Fitch, Hayden McClain, the catcher. Pitch comes in, just low. Down goes 3 balls, no strikes. Pick that loose ball up. There's catcher Hayden McClain. They'll pocket that one. 3 balls, no strikes. Breaking pitch in there for a strike right at the top of the zone. They'll work right there on the diamond. Count goes 3-1. Nobody out, top of the second inning. A 1-run ball game. Swung on, ground ball. Third base, going to be played right there by Lewis Cass. Third baseman Tyson Good. He throws on the run, gets the put out to Luke Davis. One out here in the top of the second inning. Lewis Cass and Twin Lakes, they went in it for the conference championship. Lewis Cass got the win 7-6. After 1, it was tied at 1. After 3, it was 4-3. Twin Lakes. They went to the 7th inning, tied at 6. Lewis Cass got the 1 run in the 7th. First pitch in there for a strike. Breaking pitch in the batter's box. Right there is number 32, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter, righty pitcher. Breaking pitch in there, just missed. Couldn't glove it, that's Hayden McClain. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out, top of the second inning. Looking from the windup, Robert Fitch to Justin Brady. Breaking pitch, back door, strike called. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Looking from the windup. Swung away, foul ball. Going to get right there on the ground inside Lewis Cass dugout. Everybody's safe. 1 ball, 2 strikes. A step back in. 1-2 count. Falls in play. Working from the windup, Robert Fitch. You know, foul 1 back to the screen. Just underneath it. Go straight back. Count remains 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 count. Justin Brady steps back in, kind of hugging the plate just a bit. Likes to stand there. Here comes the 1-2. The short hop the glove of Hayden McClain for ball 2. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Steps back in, 1 out. Here in the top of the second inning. The ground 1 foul. Right through the coach's box, first base side. He'll stay in the box with a 2-2 count. Toss it back in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Top of the second inning. Lewis Cass got 1 in the bottom of the first. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the pitch. Going to call him out on strikes. Evidently at the top of the zone. Second out in the inning. Next batter going to step in, Caden Minnick. Cade Minnick wears number 20. Cade Minnick going to bat here left-handed. Left-handed batter. Doing the pitching for the Knights. Take a ground ball up the middle. Good effort there, but shortstop. Couldn't glove it. That was Kane Fowler. He slowed down the baseball. It's picked up there by second baseman Adam Vandeleer. Going to be an infield hit for Cade Minnick. Going to help his own cause. Stepping in. Going to bat for the Knights. Number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to step in. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Is Robert Fitch. Working out the stretch. Pickoff move, first base. Pretty good move right there, out of the stretch. Taking the throw, Luke Davis back safely is Cade Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a set position, pickoff move again. Cade Minnick back in there, head first. Safe once again. Going to keep him close. Going to keep him from getting into scoring position. That's what the goal is, I'm quite sure. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. The short out the glove of Hayden McClain. Good stop. Count goes one ball, no strikes. 1-0 count to Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing left field today's ball game. Where's 14? A little bit more of a nonchalant throw there at first base. Keeping Cade Minnick around the bag. Trying to get Hayden McClain that extra effort that he might not need should he try to steal. Out of the set, check first base, here's a pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by Kane Fowler, he'll flip it to second base. They'll get the force out to Adam Vandeleer. So the Knights get a base hit on the infield. They leave one aboard after 1.5. Knights, 0. Lewis Cass, 1. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Again, we'll mention Titus Bakery and Deli on the web at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut, or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Let's play some good music right here. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, talking about glory days. So they're going to throw one down to second base. Off the hand of Ryan Schumer. It's going to bounce in there. Backing up the throw, Evan Zienhart. So Lewis Castine is going to bat in the bottom half of the second inning. Going to step in. We're going to see number 10. He's doing the designated hitting in the ballgame. That's Noah Preston. Noah Preston is batting in place of defensive player, shortstop number 2, Kane Fowler. Kane Fowler is going to step in. I take that back. It's Noah Preston. Noah Preston, right-handed batter, facing the lefty, Cade Minnick. First pitch comes in high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Coach Marchand keeping clearance here. He probably figures that Noah Preston can pull the baseball foul. Swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, one strike. A step back in. Let's tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Cade Minnick. Here comes a wind. Swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Didn't really follow through with that swing. He steps back in. Here comes a 1-2 from Cade Minnick. swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. A one-run ball game. Lewis Cass in front. Next batter going to step in. Left fielder going to be number 14, Wyatt Orpert. Wyatt Orpert playing left field for the Kings. Looking for signals. Very few, if any, given. He'll step in. Right-handed batter. Wyatt Orpert. Peering in. Look at the signals. Here's the wind. Pitch comes in. Low and away. Ball one. Peering in. Look at the signals once again. Ryan Schumer reflecting the signals. Here comes the pitch to Orpert. Ground ball. Third base. Going to be played by Billy Owens. He was up on the lip of the grass. He throws across the diamond for the second out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Lewis Cass King. It's going to be the right fielder. That's number 5, Ethan Johnson. Ethan Johnson will step in, right-handed batter. He'll tap the plate, draw near. Peer in, look at signals out of the windup. Here comes the pitch from Minnick. Swing and a miss. It'll work from right there. Step back in. Here comes the 0-1. Top of the zone. Lets it go by. Strike two. No balls. Two strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the second inning. A one-run ball game. Kings in front. Pitch comes in high for a ball. One ball. Two strikes. They're working right there on the diamond. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. Here comes the wind. Out in front of it, swinging a miss. So, Minnick sets him down in order. After two complete, it's a one-run ball game. Lewis Cass Kings, 1. Central Catholic Knights, 0. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She's done so since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're talking it over right there. They're getting ready to throw one down. It's bad in the lineup for the Knights. Going to step in. It's going to be number 34. He's playing right field. That's Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. He's going to step in. Working in his second game on the season. So they throw one down. They throw it around the lineup. They toss it back in from Tyson Good. Puts it back in the glove of Robert Fitch. Left-handed batter steps in, Keaton Brooks. Peering in, looking at signals, Robert Fitch. Here comes the first pitch, top of the third. He's going to foul it back, out of play, left side. Keaton Brooks. For the swing right there, inside-out swing for the lefty. Keaton Brooks. Step back in. No balls, one strike, peering in, Robert Fitch. Pitch comes in, ground ball up the middle. Going to be fielded there at second base. He'll throw on the run. Robert Fitch, Keaton Brooks, probably going to get credited with an infield hit. So one aboard here in the top of the third, Keaton Brooks. Next batter going to step in, 33, center fielder, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins steps in, right-handed batter. working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Second first base, guy on the stretch. He's known to throw out of the stretch, and he'll do it right there. Pickoff move back safely. It's Keaton Brooks, head first. So back in the rubber, Robert Fitch. Pickoff move out of the stretch once again. Back safely, no tag applied by Luke Davis. Peers in, looks at signals, working out a stretch. Now the set, pickoff move once again. No tag applied. Back safely, head first. It's Keaton Brooks. Right-handed batter in the batter's box, Bren Robbins. Number 33, played center field for the Knights. Set position. He was square to bunt. Lets the bat come back. Pulls it back. High for a ball. Count goes 1-0. Going to check. Home plate umpire steps out, checks with B position umpire. He says, no, he didn't go. Bunt attempt, pull the bat back. Count goes 1-0. Working out the stretch, now the set. He'll square the bunt again and let it go by. Pull the bat back, strike called. Count goes 1-1. Signal being given, third base coach, that's Tim Bourdonnais. Stepping back in, Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks at first base doing the base running. Pickoff move once again. Tag applied, Luke Davis, just after Keaton Brooks dives in safely. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. Pickoff move out of the stretch, no tag applied by Davis. They're giving Keaton Brooks a workout there at first base. 1-1. Peering in. Looking at signals, working out of set position. Robert Fitch. Squaring the bunt early. Here's the, pulls the bat back. It's a ball. Ball two. 2-1. Taking second base. Ball. Short off the glove of McLean. Beard 2 hits left. His right. Had to pick it up out of the grass. Not far from home plate. Keaton Brooks safe at second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Robert Fitch. 2-1. He'll check second base out of the set. Square to bunt again. He's going to bunt skyward right there, home plate. He's going to be caught. Easy catch right there for Hayden McLean. So he'll be out with a pop fly to the catcher. Not too tall there on the bunt attempt. Bren Robbins will jog back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. He'll do the batting, number 12, Owen Munn, batting 366, 438 on-base percentage. So about second time in the ballgame. Working from the stretch, now the set. Runner at second base. Breaking pitch. Going to get a piece of, might have been in a cloth, might have been the uniform, but hit by pitch. Owen Munn jogs to first base. One out on the diamond, runners at first and second base. Next batter going to step in, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart going to step in, batting 431 on the season. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, out of the set. Going to put a bunt down. They're going to call him out. They're going to say it might have got his hand on the bunt, but hand's part of the bat when you're swinging. He got a bunt down. It went first baseline. They're going to call time. They're evidently going to talk this over. Not sure if it bounced up and then got a piece of him in the box, making it a foul ball. So we'll find out. And then we'll find out here momentarily. And then we'll mention. We'll let you know another sponsor for this ball game, making it possible for a listening audience. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Stepping into bat, they'll be the next batter for the night. Number 27, Ben Mazur. He'll foul the first one straight back. Ben Mazur stepping in on the season, batting .212. That's not a bad batting average. Batting .316. I should say on base percentage of .316. Breaking pitch finishes low. Ben Mazur sets his swing. Ball one. One ball, one strike. A step back in. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Two outs here in the top of the third. Working from the stretch, now to set, Robert Fitch. Chip misses, low and away. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Just tap the plate. Far and near, left and right. Two balls, one strike. Ben Mazur, Robert Fitch, checking third base. Going to be a check swing, foul ball. Just foul down the first base line. Just foul. So Keaton Brooks going to jog back to third base. 0-9 back to second base. 2-2 count, two outs. Top of the third inning. Peering in looking at singles, Robert Fitch. Working out of stretch, now the set. He'll check third base. Here comes a 2-2. Low for a ball. Camp goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. A step back in. 3-2 count, two outs. Two aboard, second and third base. Low pitch, gonna thought he might have short hopped that. Looked like he made the catch. He'll throw him out anyway at first base. On the drop third, that's Hayden McLean. So the Knights lead two aboard. I believe they get maybe a base hit or two. And then we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. After 2.5, Lewis Cass Kings 1, Central Catholic Knights 0. And we'll mention a little bit about some national baseball stat leaders. These are high school stat leaders. We'll mention these might not be totally updated, but they are near reality right here. They are reality. So the top three, these are in the nation. At number one, it's Aaron Winninger. Aaron Winninger goes to Notre Dame Academy. That's in Duluth, Georgia. He plays baseball and basketball. In 16 games, batting .769 as a batting average. He's 6 foot tall. He's a senior. That's Aaron Winninger. Right here at Duluth, Georgia. He plays center field, first base, and he's a left-handed pitcher. Second in the nation, batting average. That's Demetrio Ayla. Demetrio Ayla from Ash Fork, Arizona. He's a pitcher and a shortstop. He's a member of the junior class. He's batting .745 as a batting average, baseball and soccer. He also pitches. He's got 42 innings under his belt. He struck out 84. He's got 5 wins. Third position, that's Taylor McLeod. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Colorado Springs Christian High School, batting .721. Baseball and basketball. He's also a member of the junior class. Stepping into bat for Lewis Cass, number 9, Robert Fitch. Robert Fitch, kind of acting like he's going to bat lefty. He steps over and he's going to bat in the right-handed batter's box. Robert Fitch, right-handed pitcher. Here comes the first pitch from Minnick. Foul ball, kind of a cue ball. Going to get back to the screen. Down goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Robert Fitch steps back in, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick out of the windup. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Let's talk about the minute. It'll get by him. He'll pick it up. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in. That's Robert Fitch. Robert Fitch wears number 9 for the Kings. Here comes the 0-2. Low for a ball. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 count, he'll step back in. Robert Fitch, right-handed batter facing the lefty. Caden Minnick Here comes the 1-2. Foul back to the screen. Just stay in the box with a 1-2 count. Robert Fitch. Bottom of the third inning, it's a one-run ball game. Lewis Cass got one in the bottom half of the first inning. Steps back in. Here comes the wind. He's going to foul one right side, going to float out of play. Giving it a look was Justin Brady at first base. One ball, two strikes. Once again, he'll step in. Right-handed batter, Robert Fitch facing the lefty. Caden Minnick, here comes the 1-2. Right on time, swing and a miss. Just on top of the baseball. He'll jog back to the dugout. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. It'll be Tyson Good. Tyson Good, third baseman. Where's number three? Tyson Good enters today's ballgame batting 255. Batting 255, he has started each of the 15 games and has been to the plate 51 times. Tyson Good working in the right-handed batter's box. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Nice healthy cut, Tyson Good. Tyson Good right on time with that upper pitch right there. Might have been a breaking ball from Caden Minnick. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Two strikes. No balls, two strikes. Tyson Good. Going to get some of that pine tar. Top of that batter's handle right there. Going to step back in. Peering in looking. Here comes the pitch. Let it go by, stayed off of it. Ball outside. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count, Tyson Good. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. Here's the wind. Breaking pitch, a ground ball, shortstop. Evan Dehart going to field it. Just throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. Second out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. For Lewis Cass, it's going to be Jack Salyers. Jack Salyers is going to bat for the second time. He wears number 8. He's playing center field in the ballgame. Jack Salyers, he's batting 250 on the season. He's played in each of the 15 games. 51 plate appearances. He got 13 hits. He also has 7 RBI. First pitch comes in, a ball. One ball, no strikes. A step back in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at singles out of the windup. Caden Minnick. He took a fly ball to get over the top of the shortstop, Evan Dehart, into left field for a base hit. Picking it up in left field, Tyler Fox tosses it back in. One runner aboard, base hit for Jack Salyers. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see Hayden McClain. Hayden McClain might have had those shin guards on, had to remove them. He's going to jog up to home plate now. Hayden McClain, batting 240. 240 on the season. He's also played in 15 games. 40 plate appearances. He's got 6 RBI on the season. Right-handed batter, working from the stretch. Caden Minnick looks at first base out of the set. Breaking pitch, finishes high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the third inning. Peering in, looking at singles, out of stretch. Here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. With a slow roller. It'll be picked up on the run by Dehart. He'll throw on the run, get the put out with Justin Brady. So they come up with a base hit for Lewis Cass. In the bottom of the third, only one on base. No runs. We'll mention after 3 completes. Lewis Cass. 1, Central Catholic, 0. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number, 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson and, that's A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. They're getting warmed up right there. They're waiting for Hayden McClain to get his gear on. Coming over, getting some warm-up tosses right there. That's number 10. Lieutenant Noah Preston. I believe Noah Preston was up here in the press box. We spoke briefly. He's also a cross-country member. They're going to throw one down, Hayden McClain. Home plate looking brand new. Right there. Wipe off the dish. Looks nice. Well done. Right here on the infield. The grass looks great. A lot of chlorophyll in the grass. Behind home plate, they got a Lewis Cass logo. Says what they had at somewhere else. That came from a football field. And they doctored it back up with some paint. Here comes the first pitch to Ryan Schumer. Ball comes in low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer on the season, he's batting 255. 453 on base percentage. Becomes a 0-1. I should say 1-0. Becomes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Robert Fitch. Here comes a wind. Pretty good velocity. Finished a bit high. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, doing the catching in today's ball game. Pitch comes in, taking all the way for a strike right there. Fastball, count goes 3-1. Steps back in, left-handed batter facing the righty, Robert Fitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. Ryan Schumer, kind of wanting to be the umpire. Strike call, looked good. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, is a 3-2. Breaking pitch, going to pop it skyward, back it up, back side of the pitcher's mound, making the catch, is Robert Fitch. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 32, left-handed batter. We'll mention Justin Brady's going to step in. Looking at singles. He's batting 274 on the season. 74 plate appearances, 62 official at-bats. First pitch comes in high and away for ball one. Justin Brady, 384 on-base percentage. He's got 17 RBI. Here comes the 1-0. Breaking pitch, finished perfectly, right there at the knee. Count goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, here comes a wind from Robert Fitch. Breaking pitch, crossed the plate a bit high. Finished well, count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike to lefty. Left-handed batting, Justin Brady. The line rope right to second base. Couldn't hold on to him. He'll throw across the diamond and it'll get by first baseman Luke Davis. Adam Vandalier had that in his glove. It popped out. It's about chest high, line drive rope from Justin Brady. Brady will take second base on the misplayed baseball at first base. Timeout on the diamond. Picking up a bat. Tyler Fox. Left-handed batter's box. Going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick steps in. 60 at-bats on the season, 50 official. Batting 320, 404 on base percentage. Breaking pitch, he's out in front of it, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. One out, top of the fourth inning, one aboard at second base is Justin Brady. Nice batting, working from the stretch, now the set is at second base. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Step back in, left-handed batter up there in the front of the box. Here's Caden Minnick, working from the stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Few signals given, if any, a set back in. 1-2 count, one out. Working from the stretch, now the set. To check second base. Be a ground ball foul. Well, right of first base on the ground. Stay in the box with a 1-2 count. Caden Minnick. Stepping back in the rubber, Robert Fitch. 1-2 count, one out. Here comes a set position. Here comes a 1-2. Gonna pop one up. Gonna go to shallow center field, called for by the shortstop. And that's Kane Fowler. Kane Fowler with some pretty good range right there. Fly ball for out number two. So Justin Brady still at second base, two out. Here in the top half of the fourth inning, the one-run ball game. Lewis Cass got one in the first. Stepping into bat, right-handed batter. Number 14, Tyler Fox. He batted 217 on the season, 233 on base. First pitch comes in, broke away. Just missed the dish. Count goes 1-0. Tyler Fox on the season, 3 RBI. Step back in. He scored 9 runs on the season. Pitch comes in high for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Justin Brady at second base, 2 out. Top of the 4th inning, Tyler Fox batting. Robert Fitch pitching. The short hop the glove, going to get by the glove, going to get back to the backstop. Jogging over to 3rd base is Justin Brady. 3 balls, no strikes. Tyler Fox looking for signals. Very few, if any, given. He'll step back in. 3 balls, no strikes. 2 outs. Runner at 3rd base for the Knights, Justin Brady. Here comes the wind. Outside, ball 4. Didn't miss much. Ridge all down to first base. Tyler Fox at first. Justin Brady at third. Stepping into the batter's box. Going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks got himself aboard in the first inning. He's going to step in now. He's got 3 plate appearances, 2 official at-bats on the season. That's entering this ballgame. I took off the second base. They're going to throw down. They're going to get in there. They're going to throw the plate. Going to be just off target back at home plate. And Justin Brady ties the ball game at 1. So going to second base, they kind of let him go. It was a good throw from Hayden McClain. You didn't know. We would never know, but it's almost. Maybe they could have got him, but they threw back to home plate. Here comes the set position. Robert Fitch. Breaking pitch. Back door in there for a strike. Keaton Brooks steps back in. Keaton Brooks has scored 2 runs on the season. He's walked once entering the ballgame. He got a base hit in his first at-bat here tonight. Short hop the glove. Good stop right there. Hayden McClain. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2, 2 out. Runner at second base is Tyler Fox for the Knights. Peering in looking at signals. Robert Fitch. Out of a set, check second base. Going to foul this one. Left side. Going to get off the screen and into the Knights dugout. Running on the pitch. Might have been a hit and run or a run and hit. Going to jog back to second base. That's Tyler Fox. Tap the plate. Step back in. 1-2 count. 2 outs. Working out the stretch. Now the set. Robert Fitch. Checks again at second base. Pitch comes in outside. The ball. 2-2 count. Step back in. That's right fielder, Keaton Brooks. Working from a stretch, down the set, check second base. He'll take a rope down the left field line. It's going to drop in. It's going to bounce once and tear him foul territory. Picked up right there. Run comes in to score. That's Tyler Fox. Going to get a 2-base hit off the bat of Keaton Brooks. He punches it the other way down the left field line. Next batter going to step in, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, where's number 33? Peering in, looking at signals, Robert Fitch. Out of the set, check second base. Modestly there, nobody holding him. Breaking pitch, high for ball one. Bren Robbins steps back in. On the season, he's batting .262, .404 on base percentage. Out of the set. Going to foul one back to the screen. Might have got over the screen. They have a nice facility right here. I tell you what, they have a beautiful place to play baseball. You could probably, with the dimensions on the home run fence, definitely a college field. A pro in the alleys, probably not. But almost. They're going to pirouette, fake a throw to second base, not even make the fake, but he'll step off, he'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed batter's box, Bren Robbins, working out a set, check second base. He's going to take a stroke. He'll get a foul one. He's going to be airborne. Can it be caught? It almost was caught. It was off the glove. Good effort. There in left field, up against the screen. The foul line screen right there, the fence. Nice effort from Wyatt Orpert. So they'll work right there and step back in the box. Bren Robbins. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base is Keaton Brooks. Working out a set. Pitch comes in. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. Bren Robbins takes a double check. It's jogged back to the dugout. So Knights do come up with two in the top of the fourth inning. After 3.5, Central Catholic 2, Lewis Cass 1. And we'll also mention a little bit about this ball game. We'll let you know that you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is being made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. That's ASO. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for listening. If you'd like to broadcast or cover your own ball games, you're welcome to. You can contact Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. You can learn how it's done. You can actually have a decent time doing it, and you can do it for the good of the game you're doing it for. You can do it on volleyball, you can do it on baseball, basketball, football. You can do it on many, many different athletic events. And you can do that at any level of athletic event. You can do that from college, you can do it down to high school, middle school, or youth program. I was talking with a guy probably about 6-8 years ago. He captured his youth growing up, and he kept that internet alive. He kept on the signal. He paid the annual fees and kept it alive. He's probably still alive now, been probably 20, 25 years doing so. First pitch comes in, ball low. Stepping into bat for Lewis Cass is number 12, Luke Davis. Luke Davis working there in the left-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in, he'll pop one, he'll sky it to right field. Calling for it in right field, making a catch is Keaton Brooks. So we jog back to the dugout. He gets some instruction from first base coach right there on the diamond. And they'll work right there. One out here in the bottom half of the second, or the fourth inning. This game moving right along, stepping into bat. It's going to be number 17, Adam Bandelier, played second base. First pitch comes in. Called strike. Kind of in disbelief, but strike called. The count goes 0-1. Bandelier steps back in. Bandelier has started 14 of the 15 games. This is number 16. He'll take a rope. He'll drive it to right there. It's going to get over the head of Bren Robbins. It's going to get up near the warning track right there at the base of the fence. He's going to jog in, standing up double off the bat of Adams Bandelier. He got a lot of that sweet spot. Sounded good. expected to step in for the team. Number 10, Noah Preston. Noah Preston is doing the designated hitting here for the Kings. He's going to step in. He started 9 of 14 games. He's got 26 at-bats for the season. Step in now. Breaking pitch finishes high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second base is Doug Andelier. One out, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. A 2-1 ball game, Knights in front. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. He steps back in. Noah Preston, designated hitter, working from the stretch, Caden Minnick, now the set, he'll set second base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike, back in, right-handed batter. Noah Preston, working from the stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. And Minnick, swing and miss. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Encouragement, right there from first base coach. Noah Preston, definitely acknowledging, working out a set position, here comes a 2-2. Swing a miss. He'll go down swinging. He'll jog back to the dugout. Two outs here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter to the fifth inning is going to be the left fielder, number 14, Wyatt Orpert. Wyatt Orpert going to step in. In 15 games, he started 14, 37 at-bats. He got 7 hits on the season. Out of the stretch, now a set. First pitch comes in. Bottom of the kneecaps. Count goes 0-1. No ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer reflecting the signals. Working out a set. Looking at second base. Caden Minnick. Ground ball, one hops the glove. Picked up by Billy Owens. They'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. Look at base hit. They get a double in the inning. Right there off the bat of the end, Adam Bandelier. At the end of 4, Central Catholic 2, Lewis Cass 1. And we'll also mention, PutneySports.com, since 2008, PutneySports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutneySports.com. So they're working right there on the diamond, getting warmed up. Back out to do the pitching is Robert Fitch. Robert Fitch has a black sleeve over the right elbow. He's working with the breaking pitch right there on the warm-ups with his catcher, Hayden McLean. And just right there on the diamond, looking pretty good. 2-1 ball game. We're missing some national leaders. These are national leaders in the RBI department. It's Drew Burris. Drew Burris with 73 RBI to this point. He's from Warner Robins, Georgia. That's his high school hometown, Warner Robins, Georgia. And runs scored, it's Austin Zabella. Austin Zabella, we should say. 89 runs he scored thus far this season. His hometown, Elijah, Georgia. So both them guys from Georgia, we'll talk about on-base percentage here in a moment, stepping in for the Knights. Top of the fifth inning, Owen Munn. And from the windup, Robert Fitch. He'll take a pop fly on the infield, major league high fly ball in the infield, called for by shortstop Kane Fowler, making the catch. He'll throw it around the horn. They'll go to second base, third base. Not involved, Luke Davis. So stepping into bat is going to be Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter. Going to step into bat right now, Evan Dienhart on the season. .431 average. That's in 74 plate appearances, 58 official at-bats. He's going to foul the first pitch out of play right side. No balls, one strike, one out. Top of the fifth inning, a 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, good break right there for Robert Fitch. Throws up Evan Genhart. He was probably looking to get that with catch part of his arm sleeve. It did not. Count goes 0-2. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. One ball, two strikes, one out. Top of the fifth inning. Pioneer looking at singles. Robert Fitch in the wind. High fastball, swing a miss. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to step in on the season. 38 plate appearances. That's entering the ballgame. 33 official at-bats. He got 3 RBI. He's got a double. He also has a home run. He'll step into bat. Robert Fitch peering in looking at signals. Looking a long time. Wait for the crowd shift. Hayden McClain. Here comes the first pitch. It's a Mazur. Breaking pitch. Finishes high. You get by the glove of Hayden McClain. Count goes 1-1, no strikes. Having a little competition here to chase that loose ball, Justin Brady. He got outdone just a little bit. Right there by the dugout. Lewis Cass Kings.
Oh my God.
Ben Mazur gonna take a drive to the left field. It's gonna one hop the fence in foul territory. Pretty good drive right there. Foul territory. Just a long strike. Count goes 1-1. Just have to play a step back in. 1-1, one strike. Ball's live. Pioneer looking at signals. Here comes the wind. The 1-1. The pop one skyward. It's going to be playable. First baseman's going to call for it. It's going to be in foul territory. He'll back up in the grass slightly and make the catch. That's Luke Davis. On the pop fly caught. Knights will set down. They'll come out and play defensively at the end of 4.5. Knights 2, Kings 1. And we'll also mention a little bit about the on-base percentage leader in the nation, Malachi Atkinson. Malachi Atkinson, his city of hometown for his school is Wilson, North Carolina. He's got an on-base percentage of .795. That's pretty good on-base. We'll also mention at the fourth position right here, when it's just stolen bases. Stolen bases leader in the nation is Braden Murison. Braden Murison, 62 stolen bases thus far on the season. He's from Waterville, Washington. We're talking about some pitching leaders in the nation. Batters struck out. These pitchers have struck out batters. This guy's a senior, 6'2", 160. Job Olson. Job Olson, Layton, California. Baseball, basketball, football. He plays all three sports. He has struck out 87 batters thus far this season. We'll talk about the wins department. This is a pitcher with the most wins thus far on the season. He's a senior. It's Devin Daniel. Devin Daniel, his California ranking is 62nd in the state. And we'll let you know he's from Kerman, California. He's got an ERA of .20. He has 13 wins on the season thus far. Those are national leaders, national categories. They're getting ready to throw one down. Back out there is Caden Minnick. Doing the catching is Ryan Schumer. You're going to throw one down right here. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth inning. We get throw right there, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer gets a pat on the back as Greg Marchand walks around home plate to his third base coaching box. Greg Marchand, athletic director for Lewis Cass Kings and the baseball coach, as mentioned, 43, 44 years. Coach Bordenay, Coach Tim Bordenay, athletic director for Central Catholic, also the baseball coach. I don't know the particular years, but upward of 30. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in. Here comes the wind from Caden Minnick. Will be a line drive rope to left field right there between shortstop and third base. Going to get the grass, base hit. Right there, reaching first base safely is number 5, Ethan Johnson. Ethan Johnson with a base hit during the bottom of the fifth inning. Stepping into bat, number 9, Robert Fitch. Not before timeout is called. Coach Borden may gonna walk out. Gonna meet with his infield right there at home plate. I should say at the pitcher's mound. Robert Fitch, where's number 9? Robert Fitch, he's gonna step in batting .273 on the season. He started all 13 games that he has appeared in. That's 13. He's got 11 at-bats on the season. And he's going to go down. He's having a conversation right now with head coach Greg Marchand as Coach Bordenay meets with his infield right there on the pitcher's dirt. So they're talking it over right now. Home plate umpire, you know, going to walk out. Might have a little discussion maybe with his infield umpire. Are you going to just walk around, step up on the dirt nonchalant? Just kind of making himself known that he's there. Kind-hearted. He's going to let Coach Bordenay know that's one appearance there at the mound here in the ballgame. So stepping back in, Robert Fitch. Where's number 9? Right-handed batter. Robert Fitch. Right in the batter, working from the stretch. Now the set, pickoff move, nonchalant at first base by Caden Minnick. Getting back safely, standing up, is number 5, Ethan Johnson for the Kings. Peering in, looking at singles. Out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check first base. Here's the pitch, going to square the bunt. Foul ball. Foul ball goes back to the screen. Bunt attempt, strike 1. Count goes 0-1. To Robert Fitch. Stepping in the rubber. Caden Minnick. Ball's in play. Peering in. Working from the set. Checks first base. A modest lead right there. Square the bunt again. To pull the bat back. Ball 1. Breaking pitch finishes high. Right-handed batter steps back in. Robert Fitch. He does the pitching for the Kings. Here comes the pitch to square the bunt. Foul ball once again. On the ground, right behind home plate, not very far, is the dribbler. Can be picked up there. Loose ball, Jack Salyers. Number 8, Jack Salyers, the two-hitter for Lewis Cass. Stepping back in, Robert Fitch, working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set. He'll check first base. Pitch comes in, he'll foul one, airborne, it'll go out of play beyond the first base dugout. One ball, 2 strikes, he'll set back in. Peering in, looking at signals, Robert Fitch. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He'll step back in. Robert Fitch taps the plate far and near. Peering in looking at signals. Caden Minnick checking first base out of the set. The pop one skyward on the infield. Going to be called for by Owen Munn at the lip of the grass. Right there at the backside of the dirt. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the one hitter. Number 3, Tyson Good. Tyson Good get a bat right here. Bottom of the fifth inning. One out. One runner aboard at first base. A step in, right-handed batter. Tyson Good working from the stretch. Now the set. Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in. Strike call. Fastball. Tyson Good batting .255 on the season. 15 appearances. In a ballgame, he started all 15. 51 plate appearances. Breaking pitch. He'll take a ground ball, second base. He'll try for 2. They'll go 4-6. They'll get him at three. It's going to be right there, 0-9 to Evan Dehart, back to Justin Brady. They'll set the Kings down in the fifth inning. At the end of five complete, Central Catholic 2, Lewis Cass 1. Lewis Cass going to play defensively. The Knights going to bat in the top of the sixth. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Well, Ryan Schumer throws the second. I should check that back. It's Hayden McLean throws the second base. They bring it around the horn. They put the ball back in the glove of Robert Fitch. Next batter going to bat for the Knights. Going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in, batting .255 on the season, .453 on base percentage. He's got 10 RBI. He's got 3 doubles. Here comes a whine from Robert Fitch. Breaking pitch, he'll take a line drive rope foul out of play, right side. He got around on that one. Count goes 0-1. Ryan Schumer, a year ago, couple of long balls. Here comes a whine from Robert Fitch. He'll foul one left side out of play. Count goes 0-2. 0-2 count to Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step back in. Just 15 walks. He struck out twice. They were both looking. Pitch comes in high and away. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. He'll step back in. Working from the windup. Robert Fitch. He's going to foul one. Out of play. Left side. He's going to get the parking lot. Count goes again. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count, to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Going to get away with licking the fingers on the pitcher's rubber. Ball comes in, short hop to glove. Hayden McLean. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, working from the windup. Robert Fitch. Ground ball, just foul, first baseline. To stay in the box with a 2-2 count once again. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher. Robert Fitch suggests to build his cap. Pitching from the windup. Here comes a 2-2. He's going to strike him out. He's going to go down looking. The ball was definitely at the top of the zone. Next batter in the lineup. Number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady wears number 32. 74 plate appearances, entering the ballgame. 62 official at-bats. He's batting .274 with a .384 on base. He's got 17 RBI. He's tied for the team lead with Caden Minnick. First pitch comes in, a ball. One ball, no strikes. Working from the windup, Robert Fitch. Backdoor curveball. Breaks in there, called strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Peering in, here comes a whine from Robert Fitch. Backdoor curveball, placed a little bit lower, strike called. 1-2 count. Stepping back in, Justin Brady. Peering in, looking at signals. Robert Fitch. High and away, fastball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Steps on the rubber. Pitches from the windup. Robert Fitch to Justin Brady. Healthy catch, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. He'll jog back to the dugout. We're trading knuckles right there with Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick can step in. Where's number 20? Cade Minnick doing the pitching today for the Knights. Cade Minnick batting 320 in the left-handed batter's box. Again, Mission, he also has 17 RBI on the season. There comes a wind from Fitch. He'll take a drive. He'll go to the outfield. He'll go to right field. Called for by the center fielder. He'll catch it there in the valley. Center fielder, that's Jack Salyers. So the Knights go down in order. At the end of 5.5, Knights 2, Kings 1. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. Right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. We'll mention they're at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll let you know Reynolds Farm Equipment right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed Sunday. Right there at Titus Bakery and Deli, you can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. The first batter going to step in right here. So the King is going to be number 8, Jack Salyers. Jack Salyers is going to step in. Bottom of the 6th inning. Salyers steps in, batting 250 on the season. That's in 40 at-bats. First pitch comes in, strike called. Right-handed batter facing the lefty, pitcher. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Caden Minnick to Jack Salyers. Backdoor curveball just misses. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a windup. Caden Minnick. Going to take a drive to the outfield. It might drop in. It's going to be coming on for a good catch from left field. That's Tyler Fox. Pretty good range right there for Tyler Fox to catch a shallow ball in almost center field. One out here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Next batter to step in, number 7, Hayden McLean. Hayden McLean has done the catching for the Kings this ball game. Hayden McLean steps in batting 240. He started 15 of the 15 games. He's got 50 plate appearances. He's going to dribble one right there at home plate. He's going to bounce around. It was fair for a moment. It ended up foul prior to Ryan Schumer catching the baseball. Foul ball, count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Let's step back in. It's number 7, Hayden McLean. Let's tap the plate. Ball's in play. Looking from the windup, Caden Minnick. Breaking pitch, going to go third base on the ground. Right there, Ryan Schumer shakes that back. It's Billy Owens throwing across the diamond to Justin Brady. Two outs here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Next batter going to step in. The Lewis Cass is going to be number 12, Luke Davis. Luke Davis, left-handed batter. Luke Davis going to step in. He started all 15 games. He's got 35 plate appearances. He's got 6 hits on the season. He's got 5 RBI. Left-handed batter. Batting in the 4th position for the Kings. First pitch, high for ball 1. Got a pretty fluent swing. He can drive the baseball. Number 12, Luke Davis. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Count goes one ball, one strike. Good cut right there. Got to go shoulder to shoulder with the swing. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Step back in. Left-handed batter, kind of hugging the plate. Cade Minnick peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Take a drive right at Justin Brady. Gets shot off the bat. Right at where Brady was playing. Base hit type of swing. Brady in the right spot. So they'll go down in order also. We'll go to the top of the seventh inning. At the end of the sixth, Central Catholic 2. Lewis Cass 1. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company that's serving Hamilton County and Madison Counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're put the ball back in the glove of Robert Fitch. A little conversation right here with third baseman Tyson Good. Stepping in the bat for the Knights. Going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing left field for the Knights. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch finishes just high. One ball, no strikes. Tap the plate. Step back in. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Here comes the pitch from the righty. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Robert Fitch working that breaking ball. No swing. Count goes one ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1. And the 5-1 back to the screen. Tyler Fox, one ball, two strikes. Step back in, right-handed batter facing the righty. Robert Fitch. Here comes the wind. And take a drive right at shortstop, Kane Fowler. Pretty similar to the hit, or I should say the ball off the bat. Right there, Justin Brady. In the bottom half of the fifth. Stepping into bat for the Knights, 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks working on the cycle. He's got a single and a double. Probably won't reach the cycle tonight. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Going to go fair territory, played right here by the first baseman on the ground. Luke Davis goes unassisted. Second out in the inning. We're going to see a new batter in the ballgame. We're going to see T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to bat right here. He's going to bat in place of Bren Robbins in the nine position. Home plate umpire working on that miniature stenographer's pad. Gets it done. He's going to put it back in his front pocket. Umpire's pretty much invisible today. I say that in a good way. They're doing a good job. Here comes the pitch from Robert Fitch. Going to drive one to right field. Right down the line, it's going to have enough air under it. Caught as a fair ball by Ethan Johnson for the third out. T.J. Bell did not get all of that one. That's kind of off the handle for the third out. So, we'll mention after 6.5, Central Catholic 2, Lewis Cass 1. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. Visit us at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, Frankfort, Indiana. Getting set to step in, number 17, Adam Vandalier. Vandalier's last at-bat found him at second base standing up with a two-base hit. Let's step in now. Right-handed batter facing the lefty, Caden Minnick. Here comes the first pitch. Ground ball foul. Left side is Coach Marchand. That ball gets to the dirt area that perimeters the foul fence around home plate to the other foul fence. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. Set back in, let's tap the plate. Working from the windup, Caden Minnick. Low for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Second baseman, number 17, Adam Vandalier. Peering in. Here comes the wind. Top of the zone. Count goes 2-2. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Adam Vandalier, Caden Minnick. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Throw the ball around. Put it back in the glove of Caden Minnick. Next batter in the lineup. We're going to see number 13 in the ball game, Trevor Rowe. Trevor Rowe going to bat. Rowe, call him Trevor Rowe. There we go, R-O-W-E. Trevor Rowe steps in, right-handed batter. Going to take a poke. It's going to be a foul territory. It's going to go out of play, right side. They'll jog back. Count goes 0-1. 0-1 count is Ryan Schumer. Picks the bat up for him. Sportsmanship is always good. It's step back in. Ball's made live. Count goes 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Trevor Rowe. I should say Ralph. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. No balls, two strikes. Trevor Rowe. Working from the wind up. Here and look at singles. Caden Minnick. Here's the wind. Outside of ball. High and away, count goes one ball, two strikes. Just step back in and tap the plate. A little bit choked right here off that handle. Here comes a 1-2 from Minnick. He's going to poke it right side. Airborne at second base, caught by Owen Munn. Second out in the inning, next batter. We'll see in the lineup, going to be Wyatt Orpert. Wyatt Orpert playing left field. Where's number 14 for the Kings? He's going to step in right now. He started 14 of the 15 games. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Step back in, tap the plate. Working from the windup, Caden Minnick. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Orpert, 37 at-bats, entering the ball game. He got seven hits. Orpert on the season has three RBI. Pitch comes in. Top of the zone, strike called. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 2-1. Ground ball, right side on the grass, can be fielded by Justin Brady to step on the bag. That's going to complete the ball game. Final score, Central Catholic Knights 2, Lewis Cass Kings 1. And we'll mention next games on the agenda. going to happen for Lafayette Central Catholic. They'll play on Thursday, May 19th, 6 o'clock start. North Montgomery will be at Central Catholic. And Lewis Cass Kings, they're going to play Friday. It'll be May the 20th, 6 p.m. start time. Peru Tigers going to come down and play Lewis Cass Kings, former members right there, the same conference, in the Mid-Indiana Conference, but no longer. Peru Tigers working a different conference, Lewis Cass Kings, part of the Hoosier Conference. So we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening. We thank for the cooperation. We've got more than good cooperation today, and it's very thankful from both athletic departments. We're going to bow out of here. We thank my wife back home, sound check. She kept things rolling, and we'll get back home, and we'll work some more on PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Okay, we're post game. We're going to talk to Coach Bournet. Coach Bournet won a ball game.
Yeah, you know, I thought Caden Minnick was outstanding. He was around the strike zone all night, 7 strikeouts, no walks. You know, when you can do that, give your team a chance to win. And we played well defensively behind him. So, you know, credit to Billy Owen, stepped in at third base, was outstanding, right, made all the plays. And Keaton Brooks stepped in the outfield and came up with a big hit for us there and proved to be the game winner.
That's good. I'm not going to mention them. You're coming up with North Montgomery.
Yeah, North Montgomery on Thursday. It's going to be a fun night. We have our Squires baseball night. All of our feeder teams will be there Thursday night. And, you know, North Montgomery's coming in. They're really solid, 14-7 coming in. So it's going to be a great ball game.
You want Coach Greg Marchand and quality, competitive companionship here.
Oh, yeah. Greg's teams are always the same. They're steady. They're competitive. They're fundamental. They make all the plays. And you have to execute to beat them. And fortunately tonight, we came out on the right end.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right.